Affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
And it must be another Saturday because I'm sitting here in the same little place with Melissa Sargent. How do you do?
Same place every Saturday. Good morning, and it's a beautiful morning out.
Well, it's good enough here. I mean, it's been kind of hot, been kind of rainy. I'll take the rainy, frankly.
I'll take the clouds.
But, hey, Texas History begins in El Paso. We are the radio show that has got that slogan, and we every week kind of show you how that works. And the people in the other parts of Texas can take it or leave it. We don't really care.
That's right.
I mean, we
it's
do.
It's our history.
Well, no, see, we want them to come as tourists.
That's right.
We leave their big money.
Experience our history.
And then go back over there where it's hot. So
yeah.
There. But anyway, Texas History beginning in El Paso is what we do. We got KTSM AM 690. And where else?
Also, you can get hold of us via ktsmradio.com. And you can click on the Listen Live link. Or even better, you download the iHeartRadio.com link. And you can put it on your smartphone and take us with you on your tablet, your computer, and your smartphone. And never miss another show.
We got trivia questions today. We're going to do four questions in hour one today. Be a little bit different. We're going to move the questions from two into one. And so that's going to be a normal thing with Pepe's, right?
That's right. We've got a $20 gift certificate for Pepe's today. And we also have, as usual, choice of videos from El Paso Gold.
We got a whole bunch of them there. I tried to bring in some new ones. Some guy said, well, what about the mountains? Did I bring in the mountains? We got the mountains.
No.
Oh, well, we gave that away.
No. You got Waco Tanks, Tom Lee's El Paso, Gunfights of the Old West, the best one. Ghost Stories of El Paso, Volume 2 and 4, and Mexican Revolution Sites, which is a really good one.
They're all kind of interesting about history in El Paso, so that's why we do that. We're going to give them away with the trivia stuff. One thought before we get too far, Concordia Cemetery tonight, 6 p.m., gates open. Events start at 7.
Yes, we're going to have a party out there. We're going to have the annual meeting of the John Wesley Hardin Secret Society. Every year we all get together and we have Six Guns and Shady Ladies reenact the actual killing of John Wesley Hardin, and all the characters will be there. John Selman, John Wesley Hardin, Martin Moroz, who are all buried in Concordia Cemetery, making it our own El Paso.
Beulah
Studios.
Still floats around.
Oh,
I've seen
Beulah,
her.
She never died. She just keeps going.
Yeah,
and
she's
going,
one of
going,
those
yeah,
kind of women. Okay, but then the thing is, the first thing you do when you walk in and you pay your $5 donation, you can buy some raffle tickets.
Right, we've got raffle tickets. We've got some great things. We've got a holster from El Paso Saddlery. We've got some, reproduction flintlock guns we're going to be giving away today.
By a raffle.
Yes, by a raffle. We have one actual black powder
Concordia
gun.
Cemetery tonight, be there, be square. We're going to give you more details as the show goes on. But the history of El Paso has got an unusual twist. We are probably the only crowd in America, I'm pretty sure, that has had a border dispute with a foreign country that didn't get guns fired about it.
You have just pens.
And so that was something else that we can say is a world class event in El Paso, and it is the Chamizal National Memorial. What's the history there? So there's the question. Today we've got Superintendent Gus Sanchez about that whole thing. Gus, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome here.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's an interesting adventure you're on because you are the superintendent of the Chamizal National Memorial. It's a national memorial.
Yes.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, it's a national park site. In fact, what you find is that there's a lot of confusion about national parks and their names. The fact is that the name of the site, when a park is designated by Congress by a law, is basically decided by Congress. They might name it National Park. In modern times, after the LBJ era, for example, they started to designate national seashores, national historical parks.
This is a memorial. This is a memorial.
But memorials, we have several. They usually are memorials to specific historic events or a special place.
Okay.
And so another good example that of a national memorial that people don't think about is Mount Rushmore is a memorial, a national memorial like Chamizal is. And so, once again, I mean, I think for the public, they need to understand whether the park is named National Seashore, National Park, National Monument, for example. That's when the president designates the site.
Oh, okay.
That's
the difference.
Right. And they are all national park sites. They're operated the same way. They have the same level of legal protection.
So the president designates it as a memorial if he wants to, and then Congress has to agree to that, or what?
Yeah.
To pay for it.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
They can designate, but who's got the check?
Right. Right. This is your Department of Interior, right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
And then all kinds of questions arise out of this. I mean, we've got to get to the nuts and bolts of what happened here. But why is it called Chamizal? Tell me that. Why is that name?
Chamizal was, it's actually named after the four-winged saltbush plant that in Spanish is called chamizo.
Ah, okay.
And since they grew in abundance there when the river ran there close to Paisano Street, then they named that area El Chamizal, the place full of chamizos.
Wow, that's amazing. Let me ask, is the Chamizal, this national monument, is it, I know that New York has it with the Statue of Liberty. That's also a national monument. How many other big cities like, in El Paso or New York or whatever, has a type of park like ours?
Well, you know, we don't have that many memorials that are in cities. So that makes Chamizal kind of unique. We're right in the middle of a large city. A few like the Statue of Liberty and so forth are near big cities. But many of them will be just like Mount Rushmore.
Okay, yeah. Here we sit. Here we sit. It's all nice. It's a memorial. It's got some green lawn out there. Mm-hmm. You do the music under the stars. Everything's happy. But this started out with a major argument between two countries.
Yeah, and it really comes down to as Americans, our lack of knowledge of the war between the U.S. and Mexico, which ended with the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo in 1848. We went to war with Mexico. We invaded a friendly ally with, historians will say, with the sole intent of taking half of her sovereign territory.
When did we do that?
In 1846. It began with the dispute over the southern boundary of Texas.
Okay.
People don't realize that. Now, if you're born in Texas like me, you took that required Texas history course, and you know about the revolution against that Texas had with Mexico.
Right.
It was a province of Mexico, and they fought against the Mexican army. Everybody knows about the Alamo, and then the final battle at San Jacinto, which they had broken the Mexican army out, got it to divide, and were able to attack it piecemeal. And that's why the Texans were able to prevail.
Yeah, they didn't have the best forces, did they?
No.
They had some luck with some fog or something down there, and Providence assisted. And so, ticket.
And then they captured General Santana, who was the president of the Mexican Republic, and they basically got him to sign the treaty, making Texas an independent nation. Okay? Now, that was a gunpoint. but
he signed it. Okay.
But he signed it.
He was agreeable to it. Yes.
Does that document make the river the boundary?
Well, that's the problem.
Aha! Uh-huh.
You see,
I was getting near it.
That document really said that the southern boundary of Texas was the Nueces River south of Corpus Christi.
Oh, the Nueces.
The Nueces, not the Rio Grande.
And they just misspelled it.
Yes.
Called it Rio Grande. They said, typo.
But you know what?
Typo. Big time misspelling, yes.
There weren't many people around in that time in Texas. And so they found, just like my grandfather, who farmed down in the Rio Grande Valley, hey, there's a lot of good farmland here next to the river. And so people started moving in there. And so when Texas became a republic, they basically said, no, this is our boundary, the Rio Grande.
Yeah.
And that was fine because nobody was enforcing it.
But did that cause another dispute?
Well, it did, because when the U.S. took Texas in as a state, now the U.S. was saying its southern boundary was the Rio Grande, and Mexico was saying its northern boundary was the Nueces.
Okay, how'd this get settled?
Ah. Yeah.
That's what triggered the U.S.-Mexican War.
The
U.S. Attacked Mexico. The first battle was at Palo Alto Battlefield near Brownsville.
Okay.
And then we invaded northern Mexico, had a battle in Monterrey, Saltillo. Eventually, we sent the Marines and the Army down to Veracruz, and we attacked the capital city.
From the halls of Montezuma.
Yeah, exactly.
It went all the way to Mexico City,
yeah,
correct?
All the way to Mexico City. And through some luck and some really intense fighting, on both sides. Remember, I mean, can you imagine if somebody invaded D.C., how hard we'd fight?
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. I might back up from that and think about it, but I get your point.
Yeah. So
current occupants included.
Sure.
But thing is, this battle, this army, this whole situation, this war is not well known.
No, it's not. But it is well known by school children in Mexico.
Okay.
And people in Mexico. We just don't study it much.
Okay, you got this 1848 thing going on.
Right. So then at the end of that war, we not only settle that boundary dispute with the Rio Grande, but we also get New Mexico, Arizona, and California. Okay.
And this is just the one we paid $16 million for?
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So the U.S., I think his name was Polk, they paid money.
Right.
And bought.
Basically, we invaded them and then said, okay, here, we're going to pay you for this territory that we took.
So the current argument by people who want to take it all back is those are the lines they want to follow.
Sure, yeah.
Well, good luck. I mean, why don't we
pay for it.
Why don't we do it the other way? Why don't we go take their land and show them how to run a country? No, we got too much to do. Yeah. But so there's the history on that dispute.
Right.
And
but that's what triggers the Chamizal conflict, because it says that the Rio Grande is now the boundary between the U.S. and Mexico.
Okay, then you have to define that.
Right, but the problem is that here in El Paso, the Rio Grande moves.
Aha.
Okay, north and south. It changes channels. And so that's why in the 1860s, when there is a flood event and the river moves, people from Mexico who had been farming land that had always been theirs, suddenly now that land was in the U.S. And when they tried to, you know, they say, well, the river moved, so what? We just go, this is my land, right? So they go try to take their fields, and now people are telling them, no, this is our land. This is a foreign country. Get out. And so that conflict upsets a few people.
Was that? Which flood was this? Was that 1857?
No, that would have been 1863.
63 flood?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
There was a big one in 57, apparently,
yes,
also.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so here's the point. The river floods, it fills up the whole area, and when it's done filling up the area, there's a new channel.
There's a new channel.
And the treaty was the center line of the channel.
Right.
Right?
Was the boundary.
We had the international boundary and water guys in here.
Right.
Explaining that recently.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's their headache to find the boundary.
To find the boundary.
Where was it Tuesday? I don't know. Did you miss it?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So what you find is that during that time, of course, the other thing that's happening in the 1860s, if we remember correctly, is the U.S. Civil War.
Oh, boy.
And because the U.S. has gone into war with itself, France decides to invade Mexico, knowing that the U.S. can enforce the Monroe Doctrine.
A little busy.
Yeah, they're busy with it themselves. And so they actually invade Mexico and take over. And so that President Lincoln is overseeing the Civil War, trying to keep the nation together. President Juarez in Mexico is trying to keep his nation intact by fighting against the French, one of the best armies in the world.
So they had something in common.
Yeah, they had
irritant
something. Yeah.
Amongst them.
Yeah, and people might ask, well, why would President Lincoln care if the French come in? Well, he knows certain things. Not only did we not want European powers establishing colonies in the Americas, had already been long established U.S. practice.
That's the Monroe Doctrine.
The Monroe Doctrine, right? But then more than that, you don't want the French suddenly deciding they're going to support the Confederates and actually leading to a divided United States. You've got to remember, on an international basis, the new U.S. power is turning into a real world competitor, and people were very aware of that. So a lot of us don't think about the international implications of what was going on at that time.
Well,
now,
that's the interesting part about the El Paso Juarez Valley, mm-hmm. is because it has been pivotal so many times in big events that the locals, us, don't really take that much note of. Now, I remember when Lopez Mateos and Johnson hit the bridge, mm-hmm. and did the handshake, and that's the big picture you have down at your museum at the Chamizal.
Sure.
We're talking with Gus Sanchez here, the superintendent. And I remember that was a big deal in El Paso. I was a kid here, like, oh, yay. But the history behind it is just amazing. We've got more to talk about here with it. We're going to take a break here. Gus Sanchez is in the house until noon. By the way, second hour, we've got the crowd buying the Camino Real Hotel coming in here.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Now, I found it fascinating when those guys said, hey, we're going to put this thing up in Coronado at the Shadow Mountains. I thought, wow, that's fantastic. An investment coming in. When they said they're buying the Camino, I jumped up out of my chair. I said, I got to meet these people.
No, there's an investment.
So we got them. Well, it's investment directly in our history.
Well,
so.
And it's a great hotel. It would be so nice to see somebody come back and make it wonderful again.
Well, I think they're coming. And they're in second hour talking about That's all right. So, all right, we are now at that point of trivia here, young lady.
Trivia.
Are you ready for this? Gus, this is trivia about your organization's history, so I hope we are correct in what we thought were the answers when we cooked these up.
Yeah, and you can't answer them.
Well, you can answer them off the air.
Yeah.
Okay. In fact, they'll make him be the judge.
That's right.
Did we get it right?
Yes. There you go.
Okay, so today we got all. We're going to do all four trivia questions this hour, so get ready, folks.
Okay. On what date was the Chamizal National Memorial at El Paso authorized?
Okay, we didn't say when that was.
But you can look it up.
I happen to know there's a reason that it's important right now.
That's right.
Right now. So what was that question again?
On what date was the Chamizal National Memorial at El Paso authorized?
Okay, let's do this. Ask the second question.
Oh.
When they call up, they can answer either one.
So you really confuse me. Okay.
No, we're confusing everybody.
I'm easily confused.
Yes, you are. But go ahead and say
the second question.
Two of
how's
them out
that?
There.
Okay, the second question we have is, where does the word Chamizal come from?
Oh, I
and
know
we
that.
We talked about that.
I know that.
So now we know if you're listening or not.
And if you have an idea, you can get that. Pepe's food.
You get $20 in Pepe's wonderful New Mexican food. They're up there in Canutillo. Or a El Paso Gold DVD.
We got a bunch of those in here
today.
And we got two more questions behind that. We're going to ask those this session. And they can win all this stuff answer that correctly by calling
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Call 844-371-7233. That's 844-371-SAFE for your free Safe Money book. And join Javier Garcia for the Safe Money Radio Show, Sundays from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on News Radio 690.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-400-9189. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-400-9189. That's 1-800-400-9189. 1-800-400-9189.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Power Punch Signs and Printing is your El Paso-based sign and printing company. We offer a variety of sign solutions for your business. So whether you're a startup, moving locations, or you just need to reface your sign, Power Punch Signs and Printing can help you with your electric signs, channel letters, and pole signs. Your sign is your image to El Paso. We can help make it look stunning. Call now and receive 10% off your custom sign. Power Punch Signs and Printing. Signs, banners, commercial printing. 875-1489. PowerPunchPrinting.com. 875-1489.
It lets you listen to the best live radio stations in the country. It lets you create custom music stations with over 20 million songs. It lets you listen to thousands of podcasts. But its most amazing feature is that it's free. Yeah. I said free. Our iHeartRadio app. All your favorite music. All your favorite stations. All free. Free. Use our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got things going on here you need to know about. There's a crowd coming to the Archaeology Museum on Monday night. Now, that's unusual because the museum is closed that day. It will not be open. But in the evening, there's a special meeting to talk about the shade structures that will replace the gazebo. Ah. That's what they need to talk about out there. So it's, even though it's closed on Monday, they will. You can meet the new director, Jeff Romney, at the meeting. It'll be in the evening at 6 p.m., the Museum of Archaeology, and they're going to talk about this shade structure that's out there. That makes a big deal to a lot of people. MCAT's people will be there, and you can go out there and put your 2 cents in. 6 p.m. Monday night, even though the place is closed. So there, what do you got?
Well, we've got coming up today at, I just put it away in the wrong place. There we go.
It's okay. 2 o'clock.
I know. It's at 2 o'clock today at the El Paso Museum of Archaeology, and it's being sponsored by the El Paso Archaeological Society, or better known as EPAS. And they've got Cruz Camargo, an El Pasoan, a businessman, and a descendant of the indigenous Manso tribe of the El Paso region. He's sharing his heritage and details of the life his peoples lived before the arrival of the Spanish. His presentation, My Ancestors, the Mansos, is arranged by the El Paso Archaeological Society. And again, it's today at 2 p.m. at the El Paso Museum of Archaeology. I'd head out there because it's very interesting because not a lot of us know much about the Manso tribe who were here.
And there's not many of them left, he says. He's the last one. So.
Well, there's a few. He's the last Indian.
Last of the Mohicans. Well, he's last of the Manso. All right. Right. Shall we move on to the callers at hand?
I think so.
All right. We got. What's the question again? We got two questions for this crowd.
The first one is, on what date was the Chamizal National Memorial at El Paso authorized?
Okay. Now, we didn't.
Well, and then the second one. Where does the word Chamizal come from?
Okay, so two questions out there going in order of calling. We got Daniel. Daniel, you were on the radio. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have an answer to our fabulous questions? Just one.
I actually do. To the Chamizal, actually why it was named, it was from the Chamisa flower. Is that correct? Is that how you say it?
Yes, we're going to go with that because Gus Sanchez is here.
We got a head shake over here, yes.
And it's, well, Gus, it was also called a four-winged
saltbush.
Okay, so you got that one there, Daniel. You're in good shape now. You got a choice of either the Pepe's $20 worth of food or a DVD. Take your pick.
Let's go with Pepe's. I've actually never eaten there, and I would love to hear you guys talking about it a lot.
Well,
you'll
enjoy it.
It's worthy. It's 6761 Donovan, and they have the good old food from the old days. It's new food. They have the recipes from the old days. I should say it that way, right?
Yes.
They're not old. It's not old tacos, it's new tacos. But anyway, sorry, you got that. I appreciate you calling in, Daniel, and stay on the line. Shelley will tell you how to pick that up, all right?
All right, thank you very much, guys. You guys have a good one.
Same to you.
Thanks
for listening.
Appreciate that. All right, we got Denny on the line. Denny's still with us. So you want to try the other question, Denny? Or is it Danny?
When I called in, I told the lady I had the answer to the second question.
Oh,
no.
Didn't know that. Well, you want to try the first one? Pick a date because it's the anniversary of the Chamizal this summer. I'll give you that clue. What's the date?
Well, no, I appreciate that.
You don't know that one?
My answer was to the second question.
Okay.
Oh. It's unfortunate that both guys are named Danny or Daniel. So.
Well, I apologize that we didn't get you a prize, but we will have more questions. In fact, I'll tell you what, we'll have more questions. Let's give him a third question.
You want to try the third question?
Danny, you want another one? Danny?
I'll try.
Okay. Here you go.
Name all the National Park Service memorials or parks or monuments in El Paso County.
How many federal parks do we have, national parks, in El Paso County?
I heard that, but I forgot how many.
Take a stab.
Pick a number between 0 and 2.
Yeah, it's 2, I think.
No, it's 1. I'm sorry, Danny. We can't give that to you. But
we tried.
Thank you for trying. All right, we're going to move on here. We got more questions. We may save them until next week because we're not going to get those questions here. All right, moving on. You know what? That means we get to eat the Pepe's food.
Oh, no. So we're saving that for our game.
What we need to do there is to also talk some history here about the Chamizal. We've got one more break to take here, Gus, right away. But Gus Sanchez is in here. And, Gus, how long have you been at the Chamizal now?
I've been there for 3 years now.
No, but you're not a new kid to the system.
No. I've been with the National Parks for 27 years.
Where were you? Where'd you start?
Well, I started my career at Big Bend. Actually, was there for quite a long time, about 14 years.
And that's like in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Where you grew up.
Yeah, well, I grew up much further south in Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley.
Oh, okay.
So the where the river goes into the Gulf of Mexico. But I had always, Big Bend really was what, visiting there was what really got me excited about the National Park Service when I was a kid. And it was just kind of a dream. I didn't think I'd ever get a chance to work for the NPS, but it's turned out to be the greatest career you can really imagine. So I've worked at Big Bend. I worked at Yosemite National Park. I worked at LBJ National Historical Park, so I know a lot about the 60s and the influence of the LBJ administration, including Chamizal National Memorial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he signed that, yeah.
Yeah, and I also got to be the acting superintendent of Little Bighorn Battlefield in Montana.
Oh, my.
In
that's
2012.
A different
place. Yeah. You've got some prestigious parks there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
now
a lucky man.
Now you're at the Chamizal. And this is the 100th anniversary this week. Mm-hmm. Of the National Park Service. We had another, let's go ahead and give out that question, because that was an interesting one to me, and that was, what was the first national park in the United States, and who signed it into law?
I know that one.
Did you know that one already?
Yes, I knew
I didn't
that
know
already.
That one. It's Yellowstone National Park, mm-hmm. and President Grant signed that up.
That's
and
right.
That was before the Park Service became a park service, right?
Yes, that was in 1872.
He just made that up and said, hey, we're going to have a park?
Well, no, they talked about it, but... You know, there's interesting history associated with Yellowstone, too.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you that, you know, there were people that were saying this place is amazing. It has incredible scenery and geothermal features. They actually discussed the law in Congress, but there is one kind of sad part about it, to me as an environmentalist, I guess. You know, they only authorized Yellowstone after the congressman asked... we can't cut trees there because it's too difficult to get to. We can't graze animals there because of the geothermal features. We can't farm it. Okay, let's make it a national park.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
So
yeah.
By default, that it wouldn't be fitting any other purpose.
Right.
What if they'd found gold on that property? You got another problem on your hands
that's
there.
Right.
Don't
that's
look.
Right.
Don't look, okay? It's too late. You can't have it. All right, we got to move on to the rest of the show here and take a break. But we're going to come back and talk about some other national parks that are right nearby El Paso, and we've got a whole bunch of them that you can get to in a day's drive. And you got that list handy? Just read off a couple of those, if you don't mind, who we're going to do. We've got the Chamizal, of course. The Camino Real is a national trail. The Guadalupe.
Oh, you've got a list I'm missing here.
You didn't get that one? Guadalupe Mountains National Park, Big Bend, the Cliff Dwellings, and White Sands. Those are all national parks or monuments or memorials within El Paso's reach.
Other places would be envious. They're envious of us having so many and so local a range. And you can come right to El Paso and go to all of them in one day.
Make this your headquarters. And next hour, we'll talk about why you should stay at the Camino Real Hotel.
That's right.
Oh, that's going to be fun with
there
those guys.
You go.
All right, we're going to take a break here one more time and come back in a moment, talk more about these national parks. And since we get some callers on hold, we'll get to them in a minute. And Facebook
I've got a picture of our guest on Facebook page and also a link that's going to be put on for the 100th birthday celebration down at the Chamizal and all. And we've got different people hanging out there talking to us today. And we also want to give them a call at 915-544-5876, 915-544-KTSM.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/radio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/radio.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
It's sold out. Our iHeartRadio Music Festival 2016.
YouTube, Drake,
Florida, Georgia Line,
and more.
The only way in is to win. September 23rd and 24th at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Keep listening to win.
Summer's ending soon, but that doesn't mean the fun has to end. Nabisco can help keep the party rolling with delicious Oreo cookies, Ritz crackers, and crispy Good Thins. Proud partners of the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Visit Pinterest.com/Nabisco for snacking options.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, tell you about a Welcome Home Vietnam tribute coming up. It's a recognition to our Vietnam veterans who basically never got any positive recognition of what they did in Vietnam. It's this exhibit. There's one at the El Paso Museum of History and open through November the 11th. And there will also be a very big event on the 27th and 28th of this month. And those events are, we're going to talk about them a little bit more later. But they are welcoming home Vietnam people with a parade. There's a whole way to go get involved. And I think I put some connections on our Facebook page. But if you want some information on the memorial that's down there at the History Museum to the Vietnam vets, 212-3164. And also, we're telling you now to take a look at your calendar for 9/11. That would be on a Sunday, September the 11th, 2016, the flag in Northeast El Paso. There's going to be a major memorial on 9/11 for that. So
that's right.
Put that on your calendar also.
Today, we have this evening, the gates open at 6 o'clock at Concordia Cemetery over there at 3700 Yandel Street. I know, every time. Okay. We have the annual meeting of the John Wesley Hardin Secret Society, and Six Guns and Shady Ladies is going to perform Graveside at John Wesley Hardin, the famous gunfighter's gravesite. How he was killed that evening in August 19th, 1895. Thank you.
But long
it's
time
be,
ago.
I know, it's a long, long time ago. But it's going to be a great event. It's a fundraiser for Concordia Heritage Association, who takes care of the cemetery. And you show up there, and it's only $5 to get in for adults, $1 for kids, and $2 for military.
Take a 10.
Well, we'll take more.
Exactly.
And you can join the Secret Society, too, which is important. But it is open to the public. But we'll be doing that. We'll have a little mini ghost tour. We're going to have a Chinese auction where you buy lottery tickets. You buy you buy tickets and you put them into bags and you take a chance at winning some wonderful gifts like items from the El Paso Saddlery. We have donations. We have some reproduction guns that would be great to have in your collection. And just all kinds of neat things. And we'll have a special toast at the end of the show, toasting John Wesley Hardin. So this will be a fit. So again, the gates open at 6 o'clock tonight. You know, it's open for kids and parents. And just come out. Do bring a chair if you possibly can, because it'll make it much more comfortable.
Flashlight
and closed-toed shoes, because there are a lot of stickers out there.
We got Gus Sanchez in here. He is the superintendent of the Chamizal National Memorial in El Paso. And Gus, we have a whole bunch of people loading up on the phone, or let's see what they have in mind. But also, we needed to get to some of the other parks that are in our area. We mentioned them. And do you have a favorite one, like Big Bend?
Well, yeah, Big Bend.
Ah.
I started my career there. So
you know all about that.
Yeah.
We need to hear some details on that. On the phone here, we're going to go to people called named Helen. Helen, we got you on the radio. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was hearing you saying something about, what was it?
I don't know. I haven't said
it. The postman came by, the dog started barking, and all I heard was sign the something for the national parks. So
you're going to blame the dog?
Sounds like
the
my dog.
Yes,
yeah,
she started barking.
Okay, so
so my answer to the fractured question, I only heard part of it. Is it President Teddy Roosevelt?
Well, now, he had a lot to do with a lot of the parks, but well, that's not the question we asked. Was it, Gus?
No, you were asking about
what was the first national park?
And we already answered that
first
question.
Okay.
Do you know the answer to that one?
Well, wasn't it Yellowstone National Park?
Yes, it was. You are correct. So and that's not a trivia question anymore because we already did it, but thank you for thinking of us.
Okay.
Tell the dog to be quiet. And it won't happen.
Put the dog out. Bye. Put the dog now next hour because it's going to be a very interesting hour. All right. So is this one, frankly, and we got to go to now Esteban. Esteban, you're on radio. Good morning.
Did you get an answer on the naming of the Chamizal?
Yes, we did. We did indeed. And I don't know what you're doing there, but we're going to have to move on here unless you have another thought. We did get the answer, and it was the little Chamizal bush.
Yeah, let me ask him.
Sure.
Do wilderness areas fall under the Parks Department? And what's the closest designated wilderness to El Paso?
Well, wilderness areas can be in all different parts of the government. Closest to El Paso, although Big Bend National Park is not a designated wilderness, it is a proposed wilderness. But I believe the closest one to El Paso would be at the Gila National Forest, Aldo Leopold Wilderness.
What did they just do in the Las Cruces area for that wilderness on the mountainsides?
Yeah, they actually declared the Oregon Mountains National Monument, but that is under the direction of the Bureau of Land Management, the BLM.
And your Park Service, your Interior? Okay, so that's a different crowd there, but you have a good thought.
Mm-hmm. Different agency.
Mm-hmm. Esteban, thank you for calling. Anything else? I think he went away. He's gone.
Well, you made his point.
And we're still here. By the way, I want to thank the people in the control room. Shelley Sutherland is the lady who takes the calls and takes the abuse and does it so well.
Yes.
The other guy in the control room, the guy in the control room that does everything, Sergio Valenzuela. A guy underworked, not paid enough. Let's take up a collection for Sergio. Hey, let's give him a Pepe certificate. Would that be all right?
I think that'd be
good. We could do that. Okay.
Real quick trivia. Did you know today is National Radio Day?
Yay! Whatever. Who declared that? Yes, see?
National Radio Day.
The crowd is all thrilled on that one.
Hey, because of National Radio, we're here.
I think you're probably right about something on that. I don't want to get too deep into that. Okay, moving to the question at hand. Gus, you began to talk about Gus Sanchez, Superintendent Chamizal. You began to talk about the Big Bend being a biggie, and you know that personally because you were a ranger there. You grew up kind of that direction. From here, it looks like you were same direction. Tell us some details about that park. What do El Pasoans need to know about that park?
Well, I mean, Big Bend is the best, most complete representation of the Chihuahuan Desert in the United States.
How big is it?
And it's 811,000 acres.
Thousand?
just a so few it's, feet. Yeah.
So that national park is larger than the state of Rhode Island.
Well,
everything's bigger than Rhode Island.
So is my bathtub. I mean, I'm sorry.
However, there's interesting things about it. There's three major ecosystems, the river itself, the desert, and the mountain ecosystems. It contains an entire mountain range, the Chisos Mountains, within the boundaries of the park. And there is an incredible variety of wildlife there. The thing I learned the most about living and working there was that it's a park that fools you. When you go out there, it seems like empty desert, but the closer you look, the more you realize the incredible variety of life and diversity of ecosystems, of geology, of history. You could spend your lifetime there and never know it completely.
What kind of history are you talking about?
Oh, the not only the Native American groups passing through there, like, for example, the Comanches and the Kiowas traveling through Big Bend on their way to raid some of the haciendas in Mexico.
They went shopping. They don't know where shopping.
shopping
trip by the Comanches.
It was a barter system we were talking about. I won't kill you if you give me your stuff. Yeah.
But the early settlers from Mexico learning how to survive there in the desert. So there's a lot of history. And then the early people, it's more recent because people settled in Big Bend. It was so isolated. from the U.S. Very late, like in 1909, you had some of the first settlers coming there.
Oh, my God. It was so removed from everything.
Yeah, and it was so removed from everything.
Well,
so
do I understand that they've opened up the river again, across over to the little town?
Boquillas.
Boquillas, yes. That's opened again, isn't it?
Yes, they did reopen it. The U.S. Customs has placed a self-check station there where you can... You can record your crossing over.
On my honor, I am an American.
Right. And I promise to come back.
So let's move on to some other of the parks accessible from El Paso. You got some bigger things going on here, like White Sands.
I was going to say, he talked about you go to Big Bend and it's a huge area, but you've also got nature walks at Chamizal and such. You can ride your bike and...
Oh, yeah. We have a very busy set of trails there at Chamizal. And so Julie, my wife's always getting after me that I should be the one walking the trail every morning.
You need to lead the trail out, yeah?
But there's plenty of local folks who are using our trails there, and we host a lot of different events there, different runs and for
music
the schools.
Music Under the Stars.
Music Under the Stars. But I did want to make the point that Chamizal is a historical park, okay? The enabling legislation of Chamizal says that it is our job to tell the story of the Chamizal Treaty and all the related history associated with it. And so we use often events and the arts to try to tell that story, but our real job is to tell the history. And so that's really what we're trying to do.
Well, isn't the whole point that this is a major dispute between two major countries that was settled peacefully?
Yes, that's the
whole
point.
That's the point.
Right. And so, you know, we went on, we talked earlier about President Juarez and Lincoln when the problem started, and then it continued. We had another flood in the 1880s that displaced more land. And so where Chamizal National Memorial is now was a place called Cordova Island where there were farms and some settlers. But that area, when the river cut a new channel south of it, was really kind of a no man's land. The actual boundary with Mexico were those obelisk-like markers, the fence posts that you see along Paisano Street. That was the Mexican boundary. But then the mid-channel of Rio Grande was south of that.
That's why there was so much crime, and because nobody had jurisdiction to police it.
Exactly.
So the criminal said, hey, I could sit here all day. You can't get me.
Yeah, and think of all the effects for everybody else that lives around it on both sides of the border.
Well, I've heard about people who have their children. They can only play on one side of the house because the bullets were hitting the other side of the house.
That's
not a joke. I mean, it may sound humorous, but my God, that happened.
But it was a really unusual situation, but difficult. It manifested in difficult situations for the people that lived here.
I understand.
Now they tried in 1911. They got an arbitrator from Canada, the U.S. and Mexico, and tried to settle it. The arbitrator came up with a solution, but at the last minute, the U.S. refused to accept that. And then so the problem went on until 1963 when President Kennedy was going to meet President Lopez Mateos of Mexico in Mexico City, and LBJ had been the Senate Majority Leader from Texas, and he had been encouraging President Eisenhower before to settle the Chamizal issue.
To settle it,
yeah.
And then as Kennedy's Vice President, he said, if you really want to make a connection with President Mateos, who LBJ knew personally already, he says we need to settle the Chamizal issue. The two presidents directed their ambassadors to come up with a treaty. Unfortunately, they came up with a solution. President Kennedy was killed, tragically, as we all know, in 1963. Then Lyndon Johnson, after becoming president, ended up being the president who signed the Chamizal Treaty and carried the rest of the changes that took place.
Amazing, the history. I mean, that's big-time history right here in El Paso.
That's here.
Yeah.
And so people just drive by that, don't think about it much. Like, I wonder what that little old museum thing. Oh, that's where they have that Music Under the Stars. But the reality is there's huge history here.
It is.
In world history, this was a rarity to have this occur without a fighting, because these two countries had fought before.
Yes, they sure
about
had.
This same kind of problem.
Yeah, and imagine how significant it was that... between the bad blood that existed between the U.S. and Mexico after how the U.S. invaded Mexico during the U.S.-Mexican War.
And we had a little Pancho Villa thing.
Right.
Don't forget
all of those things. things had started to get better. And during World War II, Mexico declared war on the Axis powers and was an ally of the U.S.
And that's how it happened.
In the Second World War. And then by the 60s, the Cold War was a reason why they wanted Mexico to be a strong ally.
Sure. Yeah.
And so that said, we need to settle this. And it was an incredible celebration in Mexico.
Oh, it was huge here.
Yeah, selling.
We got out of school. I mean, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
All right, Gus Sanchez has been explaining the history of the Chamizal. We thought maybe we'd get more into some of the other parks around here. But they're there if you need to go find them. We'll give you a list of them. And we have one more segment coming, so we'll take a break here. If you got a thought about a park or two. Oh, and just to tell you, coming in next hour, we have the people who are buying the Camino Real Hotel.
That's right.
Interesting group of people, and we're going to applaud their efforts starting now. Yay!
Yay.
They'll be here second hour.
And they actually have some links to El Paso history.
We're going to find out what that is.
Right.
Because they're going to come in here and tell us. Call us up if you need to.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
If you want to be successful at your job, you have to have an advantage. At El Paso, HelpWanted.com, our advantage is the hometown advantage. The advantage local people have when they work, where they live. Nobody connects them with local hometown employers better than we do. And nobody has a better selection of local job openings either. Jobs with that hometown advantage. Apply online today and put it to work for you. El Paso HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Around the world, there are young people who face a difficult decision. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help support their families. In a single moment, you can help them write a new story. See potential, not poverty. At unbound.org.
General Consulting Engineer is your El Paso-based professional Texas licensed engineer. We offer a variety of civil, structural, mechanical, and electrical engineering services. So whether you want to design a new house, add a room to your house, build that porch for your cars, or you're a startup business, a restaurant, retail store, or a church, and you need a building designed or a tenant improvement, call 915-731-8889. General Consulting Engineer, 915-731-8889. Your local licensed engineering company, 915-731-8889.
Experian wants you to be better at credit. While maxing out credit cards could hurt your credit score, you should keep unused cards open because it increases your debt to available credit ratio, which is a good thing. Go to Experian.com to learn more.
Tickets to our iHeartRadio Music Festival at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas this September. And you could score the grand prize.
Awesome!
Including the penthouse at Aria Sky Suites.
Oh my God.
A brand new 2017 Mazda CX-3. And $10,000.
Yeah!
If you're a human, chances are you love cheese. But chances are you've never had a burrito wrapped around a core of warm, melty, three cheese blended nacho cheese sauce. It's the best thing since sliced cheese. New Cheesy Core Burritos. Only at Taco Bell.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com. For DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got some history lessons for you. The Harvey Girls of El Paso, Texas, are meeting on Monday, September the 12th, 2 to 4 p.m., that's at the Union Passenger Station Depot. That's what they call that place, 700 San Francisco. And it's a Harvey Happenings in Santa Fe, New Mexico, presented by Press and Dare Cup. The Harvey House people were all over the West and the railroads, and they're going to explain to you what happened to that crowd up in Santa Fe. Another crowd to deal with, the Southwest Chapter Railway Locomotive Society, meeting Monday, September 12th at Tosca Stone Oven and Pizzeria. It's not a pizzeria anymore, just Tosca. 4017 North Mesa, 6 to 8 p.m. That is on September 12th. The Drummer Express Line by Patricia Kidney. Information on both of these is available 591-2326.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go party in the mountains. They're going to have,
really?
On September 17th, they're going to have the Desert Fiesta. And this is the 12th annual Chihuahuan Desert Fiesta, and it's planned for September 17th. And they want to invite everybody out to come out and be part of this and have a good time. This is going to take place in the Tom Mays unit of the Franklin Mountains on the west side, and it'll be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the theme for this year is It's Your Desert. And it's an opportunity for a community to get together and celebrate our West Texas mountain region and our desert home known as the Chihuahuan Desert. There'll be tents and canopy spaces if there's people who want to have some vendor booths out there. But the big thing they really need this year is they need volunteers, like so many of us. We're a small group doing a lot, and we're always looking for new volunteers. And if you'd like to get involved as a volunteer, you can do that by calling 915-588-7200. That's the Chihuahuan Desert Education Coalition, and they'd love to have you. Great way to meet people and get out in nature.
And this is also a part of the celebration of our mountains.
That's right.
Big going on right now. They have hikes all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And this started out by a UTEP professor taking his kids on normal hikes to teach them geology. And he said, let's open this up to the public. And that's what is now called the Celebration of Our Mountains. Go to CELEBMTNS.org or just Google that. You'll find that. Celeb Mountains. Whatever. That's a good cause here. Gus Sanchez, the history of Chamizal is something that I think a lot of people don't understand or didn't until they heard you today. Thank you for explaining that. We've got a couple of minutes left. Do you have a favorite story or thought about Chamizal or why people should come down there? You got a museum.
Right. In fact, just this year we have introduced a new set of interim exhibits that tell the complete Chamizal story, and we've had really good reaction from the public concerning those exhibits. And in fact, this next year we're going to be doing a second tier of exhibits that are going to be more extensive yet. So starting now, and then as we go into the next year and a half, you're going to see exhibits that tell you the entire story of Chamizal.
Where is this place?
It's right there at the Cultural Center, there at the Chamizal National Memorial.
San Marcial Street,
yeah,
address.
800 South San Marcial here in El Paso. And then we're trying to feature, like in our art gallery, right now we have, for example, an exhibition of art by local artist Carlos Flores. And we have intertwined that it's all art about the Mexican Revolution, and we've intertwined that with some a short history of the Revolution on panels, and then some quotes from the different revolutionary leaders, and it's been very well received. It kind of connects people to a part of history that they might not necessarily know about.
There weren't any battles sitting around on Chamizal land, were there, for the Mexican Revolution?
No, there weren't. But if you remember right, people here in El Paso sat there and watched the Battle of Juarez.
Oh.
From the tops of train cars.
After a while, you get to realize that something's going to come your way if you're not careful, and that did happen.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be surprising, but you got to remember, they did that in the Civil War, too, at the first Battle of Bull Run.
They did, and I got to tell you, we got some guys coming up in the next hour who are owning the hotel, about to buy it, where the Mexican Revolution was seen from the top of the hotel by hundreds of journalists.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And
we're going to talk about that. Gus,
and parties and such about it.
Well, they had all kinds of things happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's what we got next hour. Gus Sanchez, thanks for coming in here, dude.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. People should come down and see you at the Chamizal National Memorial.
Okay. I really appreciate it. We're here to serve.
Yeah, they have great events down there, so we'll have to have them back.
Excellent. We'll see everybody else next hour. We're coming back talking about the Camino Real Hotel. And what is that all about? That's going to be fun. See you next
stay
hour.
Tuned.
For listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
The El Paso History Show with Jackson Polk and Melissa Sargent is this Saturday at 10 a.m. with State Senator Jose Rodriguez and City Rep Jim Tolbert talking about El Paso history and heritage tourism. The El Paso History Show is sponsored by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant in Canutillo. Ask for the radio-free salsa sampler. EPHistory.com for radio show podcasts, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, and Monterey Asset Management Company.
Join us for the El Paso History Show, Saturday at 10 a.m.